welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have lots of open air time for you to call into the show. As I've been recommending, not only on the shows that I do here regularly on Republic Broadcasting from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday to Friday, I was on, of course, Mr. Rowell, usually the third Thursday in the month, for a two-hour interview over at Revolution Radio. Want to talk about a couple of different issues. The first is we've been doing a launch over the last few weeks of our new websites. We're trying to do little upgrades and minor tweaks here and there to brighten up, for example, the buttons for the placing order and the coupon. That coupon sale, by the way, is still going till tomorrow night at midnight, August 1st. So it's not going to end tonight. It's going to end tomorrow night, actually. So you need to be available at 7% on top of previous sale prices, like we have sale items and multi-pack. So you get that here in America. You also, over $99, get free shipping in the United States. So that's pretty remarkable. A couple of items that I want to touch on some of the news. Of course, we have General Kelly has taken over the reins at the White House. I'm sure he's going to get some decorum there. We have the latest missile launches and THAAD air defense system tests, which, of course, were effective. People need to realize there's three layers to the missile defense system that I was introduced to after I had received above top secret clearance in the mid-90s working at CECOM, Colorado Center for Occupation, Colorado Springs, for Schriever Air Force Base, U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, etc. And so I have first-hand evidence, not second-hand evidence, like a lot of broadcasters or people that are pundits on the YouTube, do not have security clearance and don't have any ongoing contacts to actually reference specific things going inside the government or above top secret. Firstly, THAAD is just the lowest layer. The lowest layer is actually pretty leaky. Back in the mid-90s, they told me it would take to 2045 and $76 trillion to get it effective at 100%. But the second layer is what's called the plasma interferometry field, which is at nanoparticles at 70 to 80,000 feet elevation, which is about twice the height of the commercial airliners. That field actually is a nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum that you, with the use of what's called plasma scalar generators, can actually fry the ships of incoming or targeting missile systems. And the third layer is a plasma weapon system that actually is a Tesla system that actually will vaporize a missile from the ground. Those tests were done at White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico, and they're very effective. I don't know if they had built enough missiles, especially during the time of Obama, who's actually sequestering our military and stepping down. I know there were not enough money being placed in there even during George Bush years in the White House. But I'm certain that in the next now months, you're going to see an amping up of all three layers of the system plus new systems. And the one that I recommended was the LaserNet system. And I'm going to give you specific details. So if somebody's in the government's listening, the latest I saw on the Drudge Report this morning was that Russian military jets are going to use high-energy lasers to zap missiles, etc. Well, high-energy lasers now are much more energetic. We also have plasma weapons that actually aren't just a laser. It's a plasma beam that can actually vaporize an entire missile and turn it into an atomic dust. We do have those from the ground. We also have them from large aircraft that can carry those many years ago. At least as long as 20 years ago, we had those in 747s that were actually mocked up to hit missiles over the horizon that are incoming. So those jets actually have plasma weapon systems. They can vaporize a missile coming in at very high velocities, too, you know, Mach 10, etc. So you need to be aware that that is one of our missile defenses. So South Korea now is finally changing their mind and wanting to have nukes. I think that what we should be doing is what was originally thought of by Linda LaRouche is exchanging with our other allies and potential enemies systems to actually neutralize all missile systems, including North Korea. Now, North Korea is getting materials through many leaky companies inside China and possibly even Russia. They're getting materials to actually build these rockets. They're also getting technical assistance. I know from my back channels and classified sources that Mr. A.Q. Khan of Pakistan that built the Waziristani facility with information that the CIA gave him, they were doing direct exchanges for the past 30 years with North Korea. North Korea didn't just build this on their own. They were getting assistance from Pakistan. Now, Pakistan has the third largest number of missiles in the world. If you want to take the average total, Britain probably has 100. France maybe, has, as far as I know, they don't have very many at all. Russia has around 1,400, 1,500. America about the same. I think Russia has a little bit more and a little bit more throw weight, but we have more accurate missile systems. The Pakistanis have built about 800 missiles, and that is roughly equivalent to the same number of missiles that Israel has. So between, I would call position three or four, Israel and Pakistan. Now, Pakistan, because a member of the British Commonwealth, are literally spreading their people from Pakistan all over the world. The mayor of London is a Pakistani. They are directly supporting ISIS and al-Qaeda. And, of course, remember, ISIS and al-Qaeda are also supported by our CIA and the state of Israel. And people need to know that many of the Israeli operatives are actually dual agents with the Saudi agencies as well. So we have to understand that there's a very strange collaboration. Now, of course, the Pakistanis are blood enemies of the Iranians, which are Shiites, so that there's a very grave danger, especially with Russia arming Iran, that there'll be a Pakistani-Irani or Pakistani-Indian war. Now, we just sold 2 years ago under Obama, I think, $185 billion worth of new nuclear reactors, and many of these are what we call breeder reactors that can actually make warheads. So India is starting to amp up their war-making facilities. The thing is, their missile guidance warning systems only have about a two-minute warning. Our systems with Russia have about 20 minutes before we decide to go and launch on command sequence. So a lot of this information I'm giving you is classified, and you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You need to know that Trump, thank God he's in the White House, is actually starting up a prayer vigil. And my guess is the spiritual awakening there is helped by Mary Colbert, who's our co-author with Mark Taylor, and they'll be back on next week. This week, I think they're with one of my Christian broadcasting friends back in the East Coast, and they're broadcasting on television for several days. But not only the Trump prophecies, but where we're going as a nation. It's my hope that Donald Trump and Mike Pence will start weekly firesides for, say, half an hour. Start with a prayer and end with a scripture after they deal with real issues. I'm glad that Trump is talking about withdrawing the cash subsidy that's given to members of Congress and the Senate. It should be symbology that you can't let Obamacare implode. You have to fix it. And if you don't, quote, repeal it, which is kind of silly because what they're trying to repeal is, say, 12 taxes, that's not going to fix a system that's already sick, that wasn't fixed by Obamacare. They need to give relief. And here's a couple bills they should be putting through. Number one, they should have a bill to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions don't get shoved into higher brackets that can't afford insurance to take care of themselves with even conventional care, let alone functional medical care, which I provide. Number two, they need to have cross-border competition. These could all be separate bills. They could be attached to infrastructure bills. Number three, they need to have a drug, if you want to call it, national purchase program, so the federal government can act as a go-between to arrange contracting for federal and state purchase of drugs so they can pass through those savings to the population and the insurance carriers. Number three, they need to have get rid of actual state licensure and have national licensure so the doctors and health providers can go wherever they need to be. And that can fluctuate. Number four, we need to make sure that people can get lateral training. So if they are a medic in the military and they're already doing surgery in the MASH units, they can take the, you want to call testing, to indicate that they've studied the material to understand the material to be a medical doctor and or surgeon, and then go to surgical excellence centers to actually prove they actually have the skills, which you've already done in the battlefield. So that's kind of like the bare bones, but it's in my video that I put together several months ago back in May. I did get that through to Dr. Price and to the Trump administration. It combines Dr. Cassidy's program from the Senate, Dr. Ron Klatz from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and my plans on preventive care. We have preventive care right now here at NutraMedical, and it's a ministry, so 98% of the questions that I answer, and by the way, I'll answer questions to anybody, even if you're not a patient or customer of NutraMedical. You can simply email me and I'll try to answer your questions. Number two, our NutriMeds are superior medically. They are bioactivated and bioavailable, so they're going to have a quite different effect from any other nutraceuticals you get elsewhere, and they sometimes take years in development. One of our latest we're going to be releasing probably within a week is called India Me. Now, India Me is the next step up from India Me's. India Me's is very remarkable, and what it does is the research has shown it helps to remineralize the nucleoplasm. Now, your nucleoplasm is a little spherical, if you want to call it subunit, inside the cell. It has your nucleus, has your DNA. The nucleoplasm is really important because if you can remineralize the nucleoplasm, it's like the keys on the organ. It actually turns on and dismethylates the genes to turn on the genes to actually allow the full expression of your genetic heritage for structural proteins and enzymes. And the longest lived people on the planet actually have glacial milk, which has minerals that activate their nucleoplasm. And the Okinawa Japanese are the 18th and have, of course, high mineral content. You need the chaperone, though, to bring those minerals in to have the top effect. So if you take our special albion chelated minerals and Vitamin Mineral Max, Vitamin Mineral Mix, Minerals Plus, and, of course, Life Support. And then, you know, of course, we also have the Shilajit, which is in our Kelar Max for pulling out heavy metals. Virtually everybody's got heavy metals. So if you take our Shilajit, which is trace minerals and humic and fulvic acid, and then you take our India Me, which will be coming out in about a week, or the India Me's we have right now, you dramatically increase the mineralization, whether it's reversing disease, reversing aging, because it's all related to specific minerals. We can not only do mineral testing, which is on the QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic analysis machine, and the metapathy, which is even more specific for mineral tables, but we can do blood tests. And I now have the capacity to send blood kits directly to you for that, so that we can now set that up so that you can actually have blood kits for mineral analysis, for organic acids, for metabolites. We can look at things like 23andMe and Prometheus and genetic analysis, so we can tell you exactly the cause of your illness. So medicine, I think, is moving very, very rapidly toward the 21st century. It's going to require training up of health professionals already in the field. It's not going to require, it's not going to be something that's just going to be localized to medicine. It'll be chiropractic, sports training, rehab, anti-aging clinics, places where we have senior homes where people are disabled or have major illnesses. For example, I just saw an actor that recently died. I don't have his name here in front of me. At 73 due to ALS. Well, we have protocols for ALS. Our ALS protocol, for example, will turn off the cytokines that cause the dropout of secondary motor neurons, or tertiary motor neurons in the anterior horn portion of your spinal cord. The primary motor neurons in the temporal lobe of your brain, secondary motor neuron in the tectum of the midbrain, in the central, under the fourth ventricle, and then the tertiary motor neurons in the anterior horn cells in your spinal cord. And that's where you get ALS. You get free radical damage and you get neuron cell dropout. Well, I know how to actually turn off that dropout, turn off the cytokines that affect that. We use things like Neutramine 26Y, Gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, ultrathiamine B1, etc. And we can turn off the free radicals. And many times these are activated by stealth infections and or toxins. I like to look at the gene SNPs and mineral imbalances, or if they've had exposure to heavy metals that may be activating or increasing the free radical damage. So those are all possible. So that's a very, very, very interesting. Some of the other things I'd like to talk about is I'm going to start going over some of my latest, we want to call consultations. And I think that's a good thing to start off with today. I'm actually going to do a video probably after the show today, specifically going over a lot of the latest consults. And I'll put it up on video so you can actually see the list of nutraceuticals. If you want the full activation of the wellness protocols, do get a subscription to wellness protocols. It's $9.95 a month or $95 a year, but everybody can email me. There's no restrictions. You can email me and expect a call back. And I would expect that if you follow my recommendations, you're going to get yourself well. I'll try not to overwhelm you. I'll give you the basic start nutraceuticals. I had a lady who emailed me about, I think, 8 months ago, and she said, I want to take this protocol because they have these serious problems, but she had a budgetary issue. She re-emailed me over the weekend. I gave her a cut-down budget, and she's going to be able to start that, especially with the sale. And that means she's going to start getting well. You can't get well with drugs. Drugs are just going to block things, whether it's blocking to bring your blood pressure down, but doesn't necessarily reduce your vascular disease. The point of getting your pressure down is to take the strain off your heart and vessels if you want to avoid congestive heart failure, but it also is to prevent plaque, heart attack, and stroke. And one of the primary drivers of that is viscosity. So we have dual laser viscometry tests at Meridian Valley Labs in Seattle. We have the Singulex cardiac marker test that I can send you now at a major university in Northern California. Those are, by the way, covered by your insurance, the Singulex test panels. The tests are not that expensive for you to, and we have got a special rate, by the way, because of the arrangement I've done with major laboratories. So we tend to send the test kit to you. You can go to a LabCorp, Quest, or you can even arrange for a mobile blood tech to come to your home. So that's the range now of extent. We're also working to get laboratories that I'm going to get in Europe as well as Mexico City and other places in the world. So if you want to have testing done, I can arrange for consult testing and blood work to be done for you in whatever country or continent you're on. Eventually, also, we're launching in a few months my first level was called Personal Health Assistant, or PHA, and the PHA system will go through the health concerns area, which we now have a list of nutraceuticals for each health concern, but there'll be a list of a branch tree of questions, and you just answer yes, no to them. It will populate your cart. It'll get right an email to me telling me specifically answers to your questions, and it'll make it likely, based on the question series, whether or not you are probably going to be just starting a protocol or if you need to have a full consultation. The consultation is only about maybe 2%. Most of the time I'm providing the care and the answers to questions 90% of the time free. So, which means if you email me, and you can go through the contact us, my email is Nutramedical at drbilldeagle.com, Nutramedical at drbilldeagle.com. If you email me, I'll respond by giving you specific answers, protocols, or even recommendations, both for conventional care and advanced functional medicine care, and we'll give you modifications of that. Now, if it looks like a case is getting too complex or you're not making progress, then I'm going to recommend testing, whether it's quantum testing or functional blood, urine, stool, or imaging studies, or even seeing local physician specialists. And remember, because I have such a broad background, I can work with chiropractors, surgeons, rehab doctors, et cetera, or oriental medicine doctors. This goes well beyond the scope of the average doctor that's a chiropractor or a naturopath, because I can refer and tell you about surgery and other treatments like ICU or special rehab or even genetic things such as stem cell therapy. By the way, talking about stem cell therapy, we will have our, I'm hoping it'll be soon because we're waiting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to approve our new importation of mountain red velvet. The mountain red velvet is going to be very key. We currently, I take usually 4 capsules of mountain red velvet in the morning. And what's amazing about mountain red velvet, it has the 396 biomolecules and 6 hormones to actually rebuild your body. But a lot of the molecules are destroyed or damaged going through your GI tract. The stomach with the pepsin and acid, the succus entericus, which is the digestive enzymes in your ampulla vater, which is the part of the duodenum where the pancreatic enzymes come out. So I've developed this DR capsule system that I'll be putting patents on, and then I'm also working on an intravenous version for 3D organ printing for regeneration after burns and trauma and post-surgery or during surgery, so we can start regenerating tissues and actually rebuilding, say, hearts and lungs and other kidneys, etc., in laboratories and retransplanting them back in you without the need for transplant rejection drugs. This material that I'm putting will have patents on it, so I'll be supplying it to the major stem cell clinics around the world for them to use it. The current material that's FDA approved is useless. It doesn't have what's called the epigenetic modification capacity to act as transducers of scalar signals, or the building blocks necessary for stem cells to actually start doing their work, or the things that lock onto the primary receptors that activate stem cells, such as ergothionine. And my formula will protect the molecules, not only for the oral formulation that can be given by pills or by a nasal tube, feeding tube, if someone is very badly disabled, but we're also working, as I say, on the intravenous and the organ printing formula. So that's coming. In 2017, the oral form will be available. 2018, the IV and the trauma formula will be available for 3D organ printing. So it's coming up quickly. Back in a moment, your questions, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It is almost the end of the month. It is. Tomorrow is August 1st.
It's time.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017. Announcement. I've got through many hurdles over years. I'm now one of the major speakers at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in December in Las Vegas. And I believe there may be positions there for some audience to actually be there besides health professionals, but we have the primary conference of the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, which is the largest anti-aging life extension and stem cell research facility organization in the world. 28,000 doctors, 820,000 health professionals from every country on earth. That presentation will be from 2:30 p.m. in Las Vegas to 3:15 p.m. The title is The DNA Song of Life, Key to Zero Aging. And I'm going to be presenting the quantum physics of aging and biology of disease. My presentation follows 36 years ago presenting a lecture on photon maser cytogenetics, as I have a background in nuclear physics, quantum mechanics, advanced chemistry, and developed the first machine, the morphogenic field machine called the Dynatens, which I didn't manufacture, but I have the patents on. And that lecture will explain in details. You'll see an initial video I put up a few months ago that kind of describes some of the basic framework of that lecture. I'll be putting up some updates before the lecture actually on the December 16th. And, of course, after the lecture is done, it'll be videotaped. I'll make that available to people to purchase over on Nutramedical. So that it also involves technology. So it's not just a theory. I'm going to present specific technology and equipment that, that doctors and specialists around the country and around the world can utilize to identify the quantum physics of not only human biology, but all biological systems for animals, plants, and anything, even exoplanetary, and the basic physics behind what life is and how the aging process is actually a song of your DNA with four stanzas. The first is the fetal stanza, where you end up with the placenta-generating biomolecules are identical to mountain red velvet. The second stanza is the child to the young reproductive adolescent. Third phase is maturity to reproducibility in a family. And the fourth phase is senescence. And, of course, you can have premature portions of that senescence occur because of gene polymorphisms or SNPs or single nucleotide polymorphisms or nutritional deficiencies or toxic materials like chemicals and heavy metals and radiotoxins, and they block specific metabolic pathways. We also know how to change the biocircuits using various treatments, including the metapathy. It's not just a diagnostic machine. It can actually change the circuits. And I'm working on a series of technology called morphogenic field therapy, and I do have a device I put together, literally, believe it or not, less than $100, that can take harmonic resonant frequencies from the atomic frequency spectral pattern of minerals. And if I know what minerals, for example, you're deficient or you need for a specific illness, we can improve the mineralization of the tissue and those specific atomic resonant frequencies along with the presence of the right nutrients. There's no point in having the frequency to open up the ion channels for the mineral if the mineral's not present. So that means we're going to be able to slow and reverse aging. It means we're going to be able to print organs such as new kidneys or hearts or eyes or whatever. It means that the underlying disease has to have biocircuits present, what we call hierarchical harmonic resonant biocircuits. I've worked out the harmonic resonant physics over the last 36 years plus, and I'm going to be doing a final presentation. This should spur scientific research. I put my curriculum vitae together, and I'm going to go over a little bit of that so you understand who Dr. Deagle is. So a lot of people may or may not understand my background in terms of what I'm trying to do here. Because they may think, well, he's just making all this up. He really isn't qualified to talk about these issues. So let me give you just a bit of the information. Firstly, I had an MIT scholarship to go to nuclear physics from grade 11. I turned it down. I didn't want to make weapons of mass destruction. I went into studies at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in honors biochemistry, and I finished my PhD project in marine bacteriology and oceanography in 5 months by sleeping on the lab floor. I didn't write the thesis because I got accepted into medical school at 21 because my grandfather was dying of diabetes. But at the time, he was a pretty tough guy. He was getting parts of his feet and legs cut off because he was a bad diabetic and wouldn't stop eating sugar and didn't take antioxidants. So I finished my internship in internal medicine in 1978 at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver General Hospital. I was accepted as a PhD neuroscientist at the neurological residency with Dr. Tortolat at the VA Hospital in Santa Monica and UCLA in Los Angeles in 1978. I turned it down, however, because he wanted me to work on DARPA projects beside working on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and Electron Microscopy and Immunology Lab. When we come back, I'll continue so you'll understand exactly, when you ask me questions, why I have qualified answers.
NutriSilver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. And every silver atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of Nutramedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations of normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaMineral Mix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. The NutriMedical Report, and just got a call from my friend Dr. Ron Klotz, who's a founding member with Dr. Bart Goldman of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. These are brilliant men. They are visionaries. They see the future. In the future, 90% of disease, by the way, is just aging. And aging is also an ecological issue. If you have toxic environment where a generation from now, according to the Academy of Environmental Medicine, we are not going to be able to reproduce human beings unless we have we call fertility clinics that actually take your ova and sperm and actually make embryos, or fertility augmentation technology. And that's the reason that we're seeing a lot of the sexual orientation problems, because of the feminizing effects of virtually all toxins. Elena, go back to my CV, because I want you to understand, so if out there, if you're asking questions like why I can answer all these types of questions. So I was going to be researching multiple sclerosis. My first wife was dying of multiple sclerosis, and I wanted to do immunology and brain bank research, because the World Brain Bank was there at the VA hospital in UCLA, and I was going to be doing an electron microscopy and immunology research, PhD, as well as my neurology residency. I turned it down because they wanted me to work on a classified DARPA project for the super soldiers. They're going to take human female embryos and horizontally insert DNA, and they want to be able to convert bidirectional brain technology. They had at the time a
liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to pick up cortical impulses and actually turn it to onboard command. Oh, good. Okay, so Dr. Klatz will be available at 15. Wonderful. So I was requested to work on this DARPA project. I turned it down because I didn't want to do something unethical, literally forming what's called a swarm of cyborg soldiers. Believe me or not, General Poindexter in the late 90s actually got rid of a lot of these so-called bad experiments. I personally took care of one, actually, gentleman who was an experimental result of this and put on, in his late 20s, almost a foot in height and almost 100 pounds in weight. But most of his buddies that had this developed cancer, peripheral neuropathy, and horrible illnesses and extreme mood disorders. I then proceeded after that to finish my residency in family internal medicine at the University of Calgary. I was on the top of the class. I proceeded to do research with Dr. Otto Huhn, the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, on diabetes. We had based our research on Dr. Kraft's research at the University of Illinois. He was a pathologist on insulin response to a glucose load. It's the exact opposite of what you think. Instead of the glucose response, or the we call the response of the person's to a sugar load, what we did is actually monitor the insulin response to a glucose load. He discovered, we discovered with Dr. Huhn was that, and we had hundreds and hundreds of tests. I drew many of the bloods myself or had my techs do them. And we also were collaborating with a lot of the research data that came from Dr. Huhn of facilities all over Alberta, which is about the size of Texas. It goes all the way from the Arctic Circle all the way through to the upper boundary of the 48 states. So we had a large number of population. And we discovered that all type 2 diabetics have high insulin with resistance. We were the first. We did the research 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford University, the University of Johannesburg, etc. We measured insulin levels, glucose levels, free T4, free T3, and I brought the test from Germany, the reverse thyroid hormone test, TSH, ACTH, cortisol, and prolactin levels. And we did that testing for 5 hours at multiple time intervals. My research with Dr. Huhn was validated at the Biosciences Reference Lab in La Jolla, California. The University of Edmonton Endocrinology Laboratory actually did the testing, and when I presented my research to Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Research Institute, he had a fit in his office, was cursing and swearing, throwing things around, and swore that he was going to make sure my license was pulled for doing the research. Now, I was working with the head of pathology. This is not even giving treatment. It was just simply drawing bloods in a glucose tolerance test, but measuring other hormones. And I had to actually travel to Edmonton in the middle of a blizzard, and several months later, and when I did, I almost died getting there to Edmonton. And Dr. Roy LaRiche was the registrar. He's a South African doctor, so he spoke with a South African typical brogue. Dr. Roy LaRiche, you know, what he did is he threatened me, and I said, look, the guy I worked with was the head of pathology, the University of Edmonton Research Facility, and Biosciences in La Jolla actually validated our research. So he couldn't do anything about that. Now, the following year, I did research with Dr. Chung and Dr. Vajidani at UCLA because I identified that out-of-body workers were dying and have being exposed and having organic brain damage, his bundle study abnormalities of their heart conduction pathways, adenomatous polyp changes their bowel, pancreatic cancer, organic brain damage, etc. So I contacted some of my colleagues, and because of my background, PhD-level chemistry, and I found out that there was research going on at UCLA, so I started sending down many, many, probably hundreds of bloods on out-of-body workers that were not given separate air systems. At that time, they didn't have a separate air system. And we were measuring toluene diisocyanate, which is a fast-drying solvent for these new fast-drying paints that were introduced at that time. This is back in the early 1980s. And formaldehyde, which is, by the way, a broad byproduct of aspartame. And trimethylamine anhydrides, which are a toxic chemical that comes out of diesel exhaust. And when diesel exhaust, trimethylamine anhydrides combines with pine terpenes, it makes one of the most dangerous photochemically activated pollutants in the world. So we did that research, and we were measuring antibodies against human serum albumin. So our research basically identified the cause of autoimmune disease and cancer in terms of what's called immunological adjuvant amplification up to, you know, millions of times. Again, I got a call the following year by Dr. Roy LaRiche, and this time I just had 3 weeks of phone calls late at night with death threats for doing the research, and for actually doing this. And the out-of-body worker was very pleased. In fact, I got a call from Jimmy at the UAW in Chicago that told me that he was very pleased that we're protecting the, quote, young Italian stallions working in these out-of-body worker places because they were dying, becoming impotent, getting brain damage, or getting cancer. So I had the previous night, I'd actually had, when I received Roy LaRusha's call, I had someone try to ram me off the Crow Child Trail overpass and kill me. And, of course, being aggressive, not exactly Mr. Passive, as you know, I took my T-Bird and I actually grabbed a hold of the back end of his bender and actually pushed him off the highway. I didn't try to kill him, just tried to push him off the highway and say, you know, stop it. Don't try to do anything because I'm not Mr. Passive. And the next day when I told Ray LaRiche, I said, look, I just talked to Jimmy and he told me if anybody bothered me and I've had death threats and someone tried to kill me last night, I just need to call Jimmy and they won't bother anybody again. 3 weeks later, he quit and never contacted me by phone or demanded that I come to Edmonton to deal with the fact that I'd just been sending bloods down to UCLA. So you have to understand, I have the creds. When I do research on topics and continuously get persecuted, including my work at the University of Calgary in 1978, where I discovered how magnesium was essential for torsade de pointes, hypothermic cardiac arrhythmias, etc., I was responsible with several other doctors for adding magnesium to the ACLS protocol back in 1978, which is 39 years ago. So the work on diabetes is very important. Now, this year, I'm going to be publishing an article and a research paper on diabetes because I found the final causes of diabetes. And this is the nub of the paper. You'll hear much more. I'll be putting up in video as well up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, etc. Diabetes is an adaptation of our ancient ancestors to survive famine. When those famine genes are turned on, the primary thing is your fight or flight, your sympathetic nervous system, your muscles have to continue having fuel. There's only so much glycogen in your muscles, so if you exert yourself trying to survive or fight a wild animal or just to survive in a vicious, let's say, post-ice age environment, you have to have a new fuel source, which is fat. Now, the muscles, the way that the muscles work is if you decrease the number of insulin receptors, your muscles are forced to start using fatty acids for fuel. And the primary enzyme that actually regulates that is actually superoxide dismutase isoenzyme number 1. And if you lose the copper zinc SOD1, your insulin receptor number drops. So when that happens, your body has to put more insulin to shove the fatty acids into your muscle, but it also tends to take your adipocytes and convert in your liver protein to fat and to sugar, and then sugar to fatty acids. So you store more fat, so you get more obese, number one. Number two, the insulin resistance makes your muscles use fatty acids instead of sugar. So you have a larger person with more muscle mass that builds up more quickly, can survive cold environments, will actually become slightly hypometabolic. So the elevation of reverse thyroid hormone, which I brought to test from Germany 37 years ago, is very elevated in everybody who's obese or diabetic or pre-diabetic because it's an adaptation to shut down your metabolism. It locks onto the crista galli of your mitochondria and shuts off your oxidative metabolism in your Krebs cycle. So the primary cause of diabetes is actually a loss of insulin receptors. That's why we use things like leptin metabolic and our other supplements. But the most important primary cause is actually the loss of copper zinc SOD1. Now, sugar does not attach to proteins or glycate them or oxidize fatty acids unless there's free radicals present. And it's the loss of copper zinc SOD1 that actually causes that. So we need to repair your oxidative metabolism pathways in your body and reduce the free radicals. That's why we use things like Nutritral, long-acting ethylipoic acid, our supplements like dibetylene, berberstatin, Glycemix, and Biotin Plus. But it's very important to restore the zinc levels. We have zinc carnosine, we have, of course, Minerals Plus, and we have copper Regenimax. And we can actually measure with the QRMA or with blood tests, whole blood tests, and several labs are available. Genova Labs has a great test. There's a plasma spectroscopy using nuclear magnetic spectroscopy through Quicksilver Labs in Colorado with Dr. Shade, who I've had on the program years ago, that has the capacity to do the testing and is very accurate in whole blood to actually look at your internal mineral concentration of your blood and therefore your organs. So it's primarily a loss of SOD1 in your skeletal muscles. Other tissues do not become significantly insulin resistant, whether it's your liver, your skin, or your other tissues. If you eventually start getting insulin resistance in your brain, it's called Alzheimer's disease. So Alzheimer's is primarily diabetes type 3. So your brain starts to lose the ability, so it can only generate enough energy to form an action potential if you have medium chain triglycerides, MCT, like in coconut. So that research, by the way, that we did originally on diabetes and the work on toluene diisocyanates kind of pushed me forward to start doing tests 40 years ago on again antibodies against candida and other pathogens. So I was a reference office in Denver for the Center for Disease Control for viral testing for those various pandemics. Because I had actually had above top secret security clearance in 1994 at CECOM in 97, I worked with the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, bioweapons and radiological weapons simulations in downtown Denver, and also a supercomputer simulation at the NOAA computers in Boulder, Colorado. By research going back on pain, goes back to my office in Calgary, Alberta in the early 1980s with Dr. Stuart Donaldson. I did work on surface electromyography, and we had a special custom-made electromyography electrode system for measuring 12 lines all the way down the spine. And I made a number of discoveries. Most of them I have not published, but I will be. We found the eccentric-eccentric muscle, paraspinal muscle firing patterns. I also used that research when I later helped to take Dr. Jim Hedgecock's machine, which is FDA-approved for mapping E-delta and C-fibers pain, and made it the first objective pain mapping machine in the history of humanity, because I could measure the E-delta potentiometry at the base of the skull of the E-delta sensory nerve fibers. And it's a simple sensory device that would tell us when we hit threshold that whether there was a pain generator in a spinal nerve root or a peripheral nerve. So we trained doctors. My last training session that I did was in 2003 in San Francisco. We have trained hundreds of doctors across the country and around the world on how to do axon 2 scans with the device developed by Dr. Hedgecock, who's just up the road here in California. I'll be having Dr. Hedgecock back on the program. I've made a number of other discoveries related to pain. I was a member of the American Ecology of Thermology, which I'm reactivating, and the American Academy of Sensory Medicine, which, of course, did the original research on sensory medicine nerve mapping. I also have patents on pain. In fact, I have the discovery of what the cause of pain is in the seven pain gates, the primary gate being the Langerhans gate in your skin. And I developed a pharmacological technology and custom-made it, a pen called MediSave Pharmacy, to actually block the E-delta fibers at the Langerhans gate in the skin. And I have technology such as the Dynatens, which I'm going to upgrade and repatent, that actually is an electronic technology called morphogenic field therapy. So that will be coming out in the next few years. I didn't have the money back then to do so, so I didn't want my ideas stolen or weaponized, because it could be weaponized as well. So that it's the first technology in the world to map out pain. So if you have chronic pain, the only technology is to map out pain, not pathology, is digital thermography and A-delta nerve mapping and C-fiber mapping with the axon 2 scanner. That's the only technology. And we have Dr. Barbie Ingley talking about this. Barbie Ingley talking about her International Pain Foundation. I have the actual cause of pain and the pain gate systems throughout the body, which is why there's a lot of narcotic addictions tied directly to the disruption of the pain gate modulatory system. So as soon as you start taking narcotics, you actually knock out your pain gate modulation. So if you're in emotional or psychic pain or physical pain, and you start taking these, it actually puts you into an addictive control system where your dopamine is downregulated and your brain can't work properly to release beta endorphin and dynorphin, which are 50 to 100,000 times more powerful than morphine. So you end up stuck trying to take more and more drugs to actually bring you back to normal. I studied also over a year with Dr. Holland Brewer at the Anschutz Center, University of Colorado, Pain Interventional Suite in Aurora. I worked in on usually on my Fridays and was getting ready to challenge my pain boards, interventional pain medicine, for putting spinal pump stimulators and transforaminal nerve blocks. And and of course, I'll finish off with my story to explain more about this. I've been director of occupational medicine for health salts for the city of Denver, not just a doctor, but the entire city, and also the director of occupational medicine for the city of Pekin, Illinois, and the Pekin General Hospital, including their hospital-based emergency program and regional contracts, such as Pekin Energy, local military high-grade munitions manufacturers, and nuclear reactor occupational medicine Sosa, Chicago. And I was an expert witness about a previous incident that happened about 6 months before I started in 1997 in Pekin, where they had a near accident of the second largest gasohol reactor plant in Pekin Energy, and it was misengineered. And I provided evidence about what was going on in Pekin Energy, and then thereafter I was threatened by the director of Pekin Energy, and my job was terminated there, but luckily I had a contract that would give me sufficient money to leave and go back to Colorado. So if you tell the truth a lot of times, especially in a corrupt medical system, you're going to get persecuted, and I have been repeatedly, many times, and death threatened. Functional medicine and ecological medicine are something that I've developed since I was a charter and founding member of Greenpeace Oceanography back in the early 1970s. I did my research on Vibrio marinus and isolated genetic strain of Vibrio that was able to break down Chondrus crispus to the most high-protein, high-mineral food in the world. And out of that, I became an ecological physician, which by that time, functional medicine didn't exist, but I'm one of the original doctors that invented it. So long before Dr. William Ray set up the Dallas Environmental Clinic or other doctors are doing occupational environmental medicine, I was doing it years before. Back in a minute, that's why I have answers.
Homeowners, if you're...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network, thank you.
And welcome back, and we have Dr. Ron Klatz here, which is one of my most amazing friends, brilliant doctor, founder of the E4M. He's on for the last 4 or 5 minutes here of this last first hour, and he can make another 15 minutes in hour number two. So, Dr. Ron, why don't you tell us about E4M? Why did you found it, and what did you see as the, as they say, the overall gestalt of what medicine is and what it should be in terms of healing? And both of us have Hebrew backgrounds. I think you're Jewish, and I'm a Cohen. We basically realize that healthcare is a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the healthcare model we have, and I like to use, I call deagleism. Some of them are aggravating, but some of them are revealing. I call healthcare that we've had for the last several centuries just embalming care. You know, it became crystallized with Obama as Obamacare. But really, it's a toxic polypharmacy. It's treating symptomatic medicine to make symptoms go away. It's like going along with a little spray can to spray the flashing light on the dashboard of your body. And when the symptom goes and the patient has a negative outcome or dies, it's the patient's fault, not the doctor misdiagnosing or missing the underlying cause. And in fact, you made this statement, which I thought really stuck in my head, is 90% of disease is just aging. Aging meaning the process of tissue degeneration where you don't properly clone yourself into a better copy of yourself in the future, because nobody is literally older than a 7-year-old. Everybody is 7 years old or younger.
You're absolutely correct, Bill, and I hate to have to agree with you, but an awful lot of medicine today is palliative care, as you say, and it's just covering up the symptoms, and it has nothing to do with curing the disorder, the underlying disorder. As a matter of fact, doctors aren't taught cures anymore. They're taught mostly palliation,
right,
of symptoms.
And even when they do get a drug like Entresto, which is good for heart failure, it's literally a copy of a natural molecule, which is diosamine from the Spanish orange that actually blocks the natriuretic peptidase. It breaks down your peptidase, protects your methylation of your endothelia of your arteries. So even drugs are just mimicking a natural molecule, and they make billions of dollars on it. Those drugs is $540 a month if you don't have insurance, about $350 if you do. It's disgusting. It's not real health care. We don't have health care. We never did. I mean, and what you were trying to do is...
That's why the pharmaceutical companies are in a trillion, multi-trillion dollar a year operations. It's because they have everybody, you know, literally by the throat. And I mean, I don't want to put down pharmacy in total. There's a lot of things that work wonderfully well in drug therapy, but it's the philosophy of let's not find a cure, let's find a treatment. Because if we find a treatment, we can keep someone on it for the rest of their life, as opposed to finding a cure when, you know, they only need to take it once.
Right.
So that's a real problem. And you asked about the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Well, we got started in 1991, basically to put an end to aging as a disorder, as a disease. And anyone who's interested in preventing aging-related disorders can go to our website, www.worldhealth.net. But there are now 28,000 physicians and scientists around the world who are practicing, who are members of the Academy, doing anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And that's a focus on advanced preventive medicine. It's a focus on cure. It's a focus on preventing the diseases of aging. And the Academy, the A4M, has trained over 150,000 doctors around the world today.
Wow. We'll be back in just a minute. Believe it or not, there's not even a break here. We don't have commercials. We go right over in about 30, 60 seconds to this next hour. So we'll be back with Dr. Ron Klatz. Check worldhealth.net and get all the information about A4M.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.